Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Yuma, Arizona is Dean Weingarten, writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir. I never know what time of day it is.
It's afternoon here, too. Yeah. So, afternoon both our places.
Yeah, afternoon both our places. So, let's talk about this. I have never flown and carried a gun. And one of the reasons I've never flown and carried a gun is because of all of this grandiose stuff they do about, oh, look, let's check in this gun. This is a gun. Let's put a tag on it saying it's a gun and all this other stuff. And, well, I guess this was, this would be the nightmare of flying with a gun, wouldn't it?
Right. You're correct. And, I remember back when you didn't need any special permissions to fly with a gun. And if you could legally carry, you even could board a plane with one and fly with it before the hijacking started getting big in the 70s. So it didn't used to be this way. And even after hijacking, it wasn't a big deal if you had your firearm in checked luggage. You didn't have to do anything special with it. You just didn't have it on your person when you flew. And today, even, there are hundreds of thousands of people who routinely fly while carrying loaded guns. They're known as police officers or anybody who's got a credential that can show a letter, usually from their chief or somebody, saying, yeah, it's okay for this guy to carry a gun while he flies.
Right.
They do so routinely, and you just don't see any problems with them. And we notice, I notice anyway, that according to what statistics we see on how careful people with concealed carry permits are, is they create less problems than police officers. So I would support legislation saying if you got a concealed carry permit anyway, you could carry with the same, with no more difficulty than a police officer can carry. But that's not here or there, because things have, as you have said, gotten progressively worse. Now, fortunately, as all this was ramping up, far-sighted Second Amendment supporters got in place legislation saying, okay, you're saying they can't take the gun aboard the plane, but we want to make it clear in legislation that you can transport a gun from where you're at to where you can legally be as long as you meet this criteria. The gun has to be in a case, has to be a hard case of some kind,
right,
that can be locked, and it has to be unloaded. Now, that's about all. Oh, there is another thing. It says that the ammunition has to be in a container that was originally designed as a factory container for ammunition. Mm. So any box that you bought with the ammunition with, I like the little plastic boxes that used to be able to get from Midway and other places, you know, or got a little compartment for each ammunition, or those ammo wallets work well. And I think it's up in the air right now. I think this case might have been won, but I don't know if it's widely applied. That if the ammunition is in something like a speed loader or a magazine, for a while that was not considered a container, a factory container. But I read a court case where I think they ruled it was, but I'm not sure if that's applied all over the nation. So today, when you fly with a firearm or firearms and ammunition, firearm has to be unloaded and in a case that has a hard side. Now, if you've got hard-sided luggage that's lockable, I do, specifically for this reason is why I insisted on that style. The luggage itself is a hard case and it's lockable, so it meets the requirements. You don't have to have a separate piece of luggage inside of it. But if your luggage is soft-sided, or it isn't easily lockable, almost all luggage is lockable, but not quite all, then you have to have a separate hard-sided case inside that luggage that is lockable. Now, I've flown on dozens and dozens of flights because I made it a policy. You know, when you're a bureaucrat, you like to make policies.
Sure.
Because then you don't have to be making decisions over and over again. You make a policy, and then you just follow the policy. And my policy was that when I flew, I would take a gun with me, because if enough people just did not take guns because they were intimidated by the process, then it would get harder and harder because more and more people, or fewer and fewer people at the airlines would be used to doing it. And so then it would get more and more cumbersome and burdensome because, and this happened to me a couple times, by the way, because somebody said, a gun? Well, what are we supposed to do now? And so then I would educate them and said, well, here's what the rules are. The gun has to, you know, and I reiterate what I just told you. And sometimes they would say, well, how about Joe? Joe knows all this stuff. And then they'd get Joe, and Joe would say, yeah, that's right. So that was my policy, and that's why I have carried on several dozens of flights.
Right.
So in this case, what we have is a person who transported a gun according to the rules, and my my suggestion about how to do it is you make sure that the gun is unloaded. You make sure that the ammunition, because you usually don't carry a gun without some ammunition, is in a factory, a case, or a container that's made for ammunition. Then, when you go to the ticket counter. Now, today, so many ticket counters are automated that, you know, that you don't even see a person hardly when you're checking in, especially with, if you're just using carry-on luggage. But if you're taking a firearm with you and you're not a sworn police officer or peace officer, you're going to have to go up to the ticket counter and actually talk to a person. And what you do is you get up there and say, I wish to declare an unloaded firearm. So that's like seven words, but they're critical because they put the person you're talking to and you in the proper framework. You are requiring them to acknowledge that you are legally declaring a firearm. It is unloaded, and now the ball is in their court. Now, in most airports, what will happen is they'll say, oh, okay, because this happens with some frequency. And they'll say, and then I'll usually say, do you want to see the firearm? Because sometimes they do. Sometimes they want to check to make sure it's unloaded. That's happened to me a number of times, so it's a minority of times. In which case, you open up your case and you very carefully, you know, show them that it is not loaded. And then they'll say, okay. And then they will ask you, this is the most common experience I have anyway, to close up your case. They'll give you a, you know, they'll put a baggage claim, attach it to your case. Make sure they attach it to the case in such a way that you don't have to tear it off to get the case open. That's critical.
Right. Hang on right there, if you will. Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break. Dean writes, his articles all show up on ammoland.com now. He's been there for quite some time. He has over 2,400 other articles plus there waiting for you right now today. Huge archive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Taren is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. I've never flown with a gun before. He's telling me what you go through. When we just had left off, you're going to get a tag to go on your luggage that you want to be able to check your luggage without tearing the tag off, correct?
Right. And some, like one of the cases I routinely fly with, when you close it, the handle at the top is in two pieces and it goes together. So a lot of times they'll want to put that tag around the handle. Well, if you try to open up the case, you're going to have to tear that tag apart. So what I have them do is put the tag over one half of that handle, and that way when it closes, the tag is thin enough that it doesn't, you don't have to tear it to get the case apart. And most commonly, what happens next is they will ask you, or they will have somebody accompany you to take it to the TSA representatives, Transportation Security Authority representatives. And what they will do then is you'll take it there and you'll say, I was sent here because I have a firearm in the luggage. Okay. And you put it on this conveyor belt. I usually put it on there, and I usually tell them, well, you know, after you do whatever, I'd like to put the security strap around it because it's my way of making the luggage easier to identify and also just an extra safety measure because there's a firearm in it. And the little security strap in there that I have is a nylon strap about 2 inches wide, and the buckle has a little combination lock on it. So they'll say, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, I've never had a problem with that. Then they will send the luggage through a x-ray machine to check. And sometimes they will actually open it up and look inside and say, oh, well, you know, what's this or that? Usually the x-ray is enough. And then it takes off. Now, to get back to, by the way, and some airlines now, when you pick up the luggage, they require a transfer from person to person. In other words, they won't put luggage that has a firearm in it on the carousel for you to pick up. Now, some do, some don't. Those that don't will require you to go to the office of the airline that's in the luggage pickup area and get it transferred from a person who's sort of watching over it to make sure it doesn't get stolen.
Right.
Or whatever reason. So I've seen both ways. But the point is that you take it, it goes through TSA. Now, this person in our story was traveling through Atlanta. And at the Atlanta airport, he said that he went through the process pretty much as I described it, and that he saw it, the luggage, watched it go through the TSA, I believe he said the x-ray machine. So, you know, he got a tag put on it, got it checked in that there's a gun in this luggage. They put that in their electronic system. They are not supposed to put a marker on the outside of the bag showing that. When I talk about the tag they put on there, that's the normal baggage claim type tag. It is not supposed to indicate there's a gun inside. Then I believe he was going to Fort Lauderdale from Atlanta. He gets to Fort Lauderdale, no bag. So he talks to the agent, says, hey, where's my bag? It's got a gun inside it. And they say, oh, it didn't get put on the plane in Atlanta. It goes, well, you know, that's bad. And, you know, he puts a complaint in or whatever. And then eventually he goes back to Atlanta. Now, I'm presuming it's on a return trip, but it's not certain in what I saw in the article. Okay. But he gets back to Atlanta and he says, okay, where's my bag with the gun in? And they say, what bag? We don't know of no bag. And he says, well, it had a custom gun in it, and I want it back. And I said, nothing in our records show any gun, any bad such bag. So that's a problem. Now, I think he will eventually get his firearm and bag back. And the reason I say so is because the airlines are kind of sensitive to this kind of situation because they don't want to be accused of being the one that lost a gun that then somehow ends up somewhere in some situation. And so they're usually very careful. They're more careful with bags that have a firearm in them than they are with bags that don't have a firearm in them. And this guy, there are plenty of records if he is telling the truth, and it sounded like he was. There are plenty of records that show that this bag got checked in, and then it went to the TSA, and the TSA checked it, and then went on. Because bureaucrats love keeping records of this stuff, and there are cameras all over the airport that record and keep images. So there's going to be a camera somewhere that shows him checking in. There's going to be a camera somewhere showing him on the way to TSA. There's probably a camera somewhere showing it either on the conveyor belt or at the TSA, which is just a little office inside the airport with an X-ray machine and hooked up into the system that handles baggage. So it's a bad idea to steal luggage with a gun in it in the airport, because there's cameras everywhere and it's tracked. And if you look at what happened, remember that that kind of confused guy with a weird haircut, sometime wearing a dress. Oh, I think he was bald.
He was a Biden that stole luggage.
Yeah, he was a Biden part of the Biden administration, and he stole a bunch of luggage and jewelry and stuff. And, people complained about it, and they tracked him down pretty fast from the cameras that were watching the area where he was stealing the luggage.
So
he tried. Yeah, go ahead.
What kind of a crime is this if you steal a gun from a TSA after it's been, when it's in TSA custody? What happens when you steal a gun from them?
Well, I think that it would be, primarily it would be theft, but since this is almost certainly an inside job, the penalties would include being fired, being barred from government service.
Yeah.
And what we see is that this kind of theft is not real common. I mean, I follow this type of stuff all the time. That's what I do full time, is look for these kinds of stories, among many others, but they're all firearm stories. And I've been very interested in what goes on with the TSA and firearms since they started. And you just don't see much where guns are stolen at airports from luggage because of what I told you. Airports have lots of cameras. They watch everything. The airlines are hypersensitive about guns in luggage. And so I think they will eventually figure out where it came from. And it's also possible, seems less likely that it's a error. Somebody screwed up. Because if it was an error, you would not have the electronic traces gone.
Hang on there for me, if you will. Coming up on the next break. Dean, this article is one of the latest ones he's had published at Amoland.com, the biggest website of its type. Dean is the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer of his type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Talking about this TSA theft. And when I say theft, it was stolen from TSA. Now, to me, this seems like it'd be a federal crime, though. This is in a secured area, right?
Well, it is. And I think you're probably right. There's probably a federal statute to deal with it. Right. I'm not familiar with exactly which statute, because the gun was no longer in his custody. It went through the custody of the TSA. So there is a serious argument to be made, and I think it's correct, that either the airline or the TSA or both are responsible for that firearm under their control. So there is possible federal charges, I think. And what the more common issue, I'm going to change a little, because thefts of privately owned guns from luggage at airports are pretty rare. I only have heard of a very small number. And when you consider there's something like 22 million people travel by air every year, it's just not common. Now, what's a lot more common is people who just forget that they had a gun in their carry-on luggage for whatever reason, and when they get in the security checkpoint, people in the security look at the x-ray and say, there's a gun there. And they don't say that out loud, by the way. They just say, we've got a problem, and they hit a secret button or make a secret communication, and they get backup agents, and they halt the bag inside the machine so that the person who the bag belongs to can't access it. And then they get there and they take that person aside and they start questioning them and trying to figure out what's going on. Because the vast majority of the time, it's somebody who can legally carry who just forgot. Now, people can say, how can that happen? How can you forget where a gun is? Well, if you do things often enough, a mistake is going to be made. And it turns out, if you look at the numbers and you crunch them out, you get about one of these mistakes per year for every 3,500 people that have a concealed carry permit. So it's not a real common in terms of percentages. It's very small. But what can happen is something like this. Somebody has placed their carry firearm in a piece of luggage that they occasionally use for another purpose or something. Like maybe they were taking it to the range and, you know, they're using it as a range bag for a day.
Right.
Well, then they're going to check it over, but, and they have their, one of their carry pistols in a holster or whatever inside of it, and it's in the bottom and it's dark and the pistol is black and the holster is black and it's dark in the bag. And maybe they do a cursory check or maybe they just forgot they put it in there because they don't normally put it in there. And then they start getting in a rush to get packed and get to the airport. I think people can understand how that happens. And they get to the airport, and they've forgotten that they ever put this pistol in the bag. Or, I've seen this happen too, somebody else is helping them, or whatever reason, and they put a pistol in the bag to get it from one place to another for whatever reason. But the person who is going to carry the bag doesn't realize they did that. So in rare circumstances, like once out of every a few thousand times, something like this happens. And it's happened to fairly well-known people, congressmen, law enforcement people, celebrities. It's just that if you do something enough, eventually you are going to make a mistake. Nobody is perfect. And you have to be perfect if you are never going to make a mistake. So we got over 20 million people with concealed carry permits, and probably another 20 million that can carry under the constitutional carry states. And if you have enough people carrying enough of the time, eventually some of them make mistakes. And that's mostly what happens at airports to cause drama with a firearm. Now, another problem that's not as common as somebody forgetting they had a gun in a carry-on bag is organized smuggling operations. Now, that we see probably as often as thefts from firearms, but it's much more successful crime because this isn't about guns that are checked in at the airport. It's about people who figured out ways to get guns into the airport without checking them and use the airport to transport them to locations where they're worth a lot more than where they're at, and then selling them there. And there have been a couple of cases where, you know, somebody, usually somebody who works at the airport, and they, because they're an employee, they don't have to go through the ordinary security checks, or they figure out a way to subvert those security checks. One of them, which I thought was a clever way to break the law, was the guy came in through the employee entrance, which did not have an X-ray machine. And he'd bring in a pistol that had been surreptitiously purchased, probably a private purchase. And then he had that in a some type of small carry-on bag or whatever. And then he would meet up with a Confederate who'd gotten a ticket to go to New York. Inside the security area, usually in a bathroom where there aren't cameras. And inside the bathroom, they would trade luggage. Now, if they were smart, it didn't give this detail, but if they were smart, it would be identical pieces of luggage. And the guy would take that identical piece, who was the employee, would take that identical piece back to his lunchroom locker or whatever, and the other guy would get on the plane, go to New York. They don't check your luggage when you're getting off the plane. And then he would take the gun or maybe a couple guns and turn them over to whatever Confederates they had in New York, which were selling them for, you know, several times the asking price on the street in Atlanta. So that happens. And it's just something that, you know, people are ingenious. They figure out ways to beat the system and make money. And occasionally you will have an inside job where people know, because of their position inside security or whatever, that a shipment of guns is going from some place to another legitimately through the airport. And they realize it's going to be in this particular room for a period of time where it's not particularly well supervised. And we've seen cases where crooks would get into the airport or get into a secure area somewhere or another and snatch this couple boxes of a couple dozen Glock pistols, for example, and take off with them. So those are the type of problems you have with weapons breaking the laws on the security, areas where guns are not allowed inside airports. I mean, generally. To say they're not allowed is not really true. Like I said, there's hundreds of thousands of people that take loaded guns through the airport all the time because they are allowed to by their profession and being, law enforcement of some type or another. And there's all the guns that come in legally to be transported from one place to another, being unloaded and in checked baggage. And there are guns that just travel in ordinary commerce because you're going from a dealer someplace to a dealer somewhere else. And they're just being transferred as freight, essentially. And that's what we see. So do you have any other questions? Since I've done this a lot.
Well, I don't in this segment. I do in the next one. So hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about transporting a weapon on a flight, which is dicey. It seems to be dicey sometimes, just all the steps. But I'm coming abreast of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last time on the firing line, talking to Dean Weingarten, I know that when some people transport or travel with a gun, it seems like a lot of people travel with the smallest gun they own. When you travel with a gun, if you have to fly, what gun do you carry when you travel?
Well, it depends what I'm trying to do. I have gone that route. There have been a couple times just because, you know, a quick trip or something, and I was making more of a political statement than anything else, when I just shove a five-shot revolver and an ammo wallet with 10 or 12 rounds of ammunition in a small, hard case, put a TSA lock on it, throw it in the luggage, and go. You know, just because it's small and easy. But there have been times, like when I went up hunting in Alaska, you know, I took a 338 Magnum. I took a 7x57 rimmed over 12 gauge combination gun and two pistols with me. So that took a little bit more preparation and a bigger case, but I was going hunting up in Alaska, so I wanted more guns. So it depends on what you're doing. Most of the time, I would say, I probably just took with me a Glock 17 and a magazine and probably 25 rounds of ammunition. And that's in a medium-sized case. It's pretty easy to do.
Right.
Now, the problem, what's really inconvenient, the most inconvenient part, checked luggage. And the airlines have started charging more for checked luggage. And it takes more time to check luggage and then to pick up the check luggage. So you pay a price in inconvenience for exercising your Second Amendment rights. And a cash price too, because I've had airlines charge me like $50 for every leg of a trip.
When you say,
because of check luggage.
One of the reasons I I never have, the few times I've flown in the recent decade, I've never have flown with a gun. It just because of the hassle. Like I don't know if anybody from the NSSF will be listening to this. When you fly to, when you go to SHOT Show, you drive, don't you?
I do.
So I'm sure you travel with a gun.
I do.
When I see you at the venue, are you moving around with a gun?
it's forbidden at the SHOT Show. You're not allowed to be on the SHOT Show. Not with a gun, anyway. I mean, there's all kinds of little things at the SHOT Show, you know, that you carry a walking stick or whatever, but, yeah.
Isn't that silly? Do you think that's as silly as I do?
Well, you know, I think it is, but on the other hand, I can kind of see their sort of logic. You've got thousands. You've got the biggest firearms weapons venue on the planet ever. Well, there might be some military venues that are bigger just because they display tanks and acres of airplanes and military equipment or whatever.
Right.
But for small arms, it's the biggest there is. And tens of thousands of people going through. And if there's one incident where a firearm goes off unintentionally, it's going to be used to smear everybody forever. So you can kind of see where they're coming from. And I've seen situations where gun show operators have gotten sued because the gun went off unintentionally at a gun show.
Right.
So it's, I would prefer that they would allow like concealed carry, maybe with signs saying, we appreciate your carrying concealed for the security. Everybody, please do not display or touch your firearm unless it's necessary to defend yourself or someone else's life or something like that.
Right.
But I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Las Vegas is a weird place as far as
gun. It is. I agree. I think it's an unusual city.
I mean, you can walk around outside of all of these venues basically with a gun hanging around your neck.
Yeah, you can do that.
But they don't want you to carry one into a hotel.
Right. Oh, I've got a story about that if you want to hear.
Please.
I was going to a little convention. It was for a discussion group called Free Republic, which is one of my homes on the internet. And it was before Nevada got their shall issue concealed carry law. And I was going up to Las Vegas, so of course I had a firearm with me. I was traveling by vehicle, by car. And I get to where this convention's being held, and I figure they've probably got some type of squirrely rules about bringing a firearm into the establishment. Of course, I had a briefcase with me, and briefcase carry is pretty secure in terms of being spotted or whatever. It's just a briefcase. So I go in unarmed to the desk, and I say, I have a firearm. I'd like to secure it since you're saying I can't take it up to a room or whatever. And they say, no, you're not allowed to bring any inside the hotel, venue, whatever it was. And I said, okay. So I go back out to the car. I make sure that my firearm is secured there, and I take my briefcase, and I go up to the convention. Get up to the convention, which is on an upper floor somewhere. And a security guy approaches me and he says, excuse me, sir, I need to search you. Or you need to hand over your weapon. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, we have a report that you're armed and you can't have a weapon in here. I said, what are the alternatives? He said, either you let me search you in your bag, or you have to leave. So I said, okay, under protest, go ahead, search. And they didn't find anything. But I thought it was kind of amusing that they went through all this figuring I was armed when I went to considerable trouble to make sure that I was following their procedures.
Right.
And then when they didn't come up with anything, they were a little bit shamefaced. But, you know, that's fine by me. But, yeah, private organizations, by the nature of private property, can require you not to be armed on their property. And a lot of casinos in Las Vegas are that way. Now, I know that some places have passed laws saying that hotels cannot prevent you from being armed in hotel rooms.
Right.
But I don't believe Las Vegas, Nevada is one of those states.
Well, I remember watching something from the firearm blog where they they forgot. One guy forgot to get out there and to get his weapon out at like a restroom or something between the airline and the and the hotel. So then when he got there, and they were like wanting to, he had to declare his gun. So then they had got to store it under the hotel. And he went through a lot of stuff to do that. He went through a lot of stuff for that. So,
well, we have a law here in Arizona. It used to be much more important that if you went into a public establishment, they basically had to check your weapon for you.
Right.
If they said you can't have it. But now that we have a couple of improvements in the shall issue law, that's fallen by the wayside. They use it at the courthouse. And because the courts are a separate branch of government, they can get away with it. And in the court here in Yuma, I don't know if we have enough time for me to go through this, but they...
we'll have to pick that up. We got about a minute, so...
Okay.
But...
So, anyway...
talk about that towards the end of the week, yeah.
They have X-ray detectors at the courthouse, so they're able to enforce stricter rules.
There you go. Dean Stuff, you can find it at ammoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. This article, by the way, one of 2,400 plus others that you can find at ammoland.com, the biggest website of its type, makes Dean the biggest writer of his brethren and sisters there. And so having him here and bringing this stuff, the wide range of stuff that we discuss, is that's one of the things that I find the most enjoyable about it. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.